Skiddly low now. That's Steely Dan. Okay, I played four on Triple Play Thursday, so sue me. You didn't pay anything for it. Hey, this is Andy in the Afternoon. I am that Andy, Andy Chanley of the Indiana Chanleys. Christian on vacation. He's on a plane, on a jet plane for New York City, so it's just you and me today, but we've got Puppy Monkey Baby, and I think that gets us halfway there. Also, I've got stuff to bribe you with, 888-696-1003. What do you want to do? You want to go see Boston? You want to go see Steven Tyler? We can set you up with something like that. Take third caller right now, 888-696-1003. We're going to do the classic rock time capsule and see what you know about incredible things that happened on this date in rock history. It's our version of rock history, and it's next. This is 100.3 The Sound, and we're jumping into the time capsule now.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
And it's open. It is Thursday, June the 30th, 2016. Man, halfway through this year already. How'd that happen? And on the phone, I've got Dave from Monterey Park. Howdy, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How you doing?
I'm great, bub. How about you?
I'm just trying to stay cool.
Nice. Are you hands-free and everything?
Yeah, I'm at home.
Okay, sweet. All right, well, in just a second, today Christian's out, so usually I ask him a question and then have you second-guess him. We're cutting out the middleman. I'm taking it straight to you, bub, here in just a minute, all right? But
That's fine. First of all,
let me talk about somebody who changed your life, changed all our lives, yet I bet you've never even heard their name. Lee DeForest.
He's dead, Jim.
No, not DeForest Kelly. Lee DeForest, an inventor who invents the Audion. You know what that is? It's a triode vacuum tube. The dude invented the vacuum tube. It's a device that makes it possible to amplify a weak electric signal and invents basically the field of electronics. Makes it possible to have radio, television, telephones, computers, our trip to the moon, all the other things that happened in the 20th century, changes the world forever. Also invents a way to put sound on motion pictures. This is the dude, and you never heard of him before. Lee DeForest, incredibly important American that died 55 years ago today. Today's the day in 1973 that George Harrison's single, Give Me Love, Peace on Earth, reaches number one on the Billboard chart. Any guess who he unseats? His former bandmate, Paul McCartney. My Love, and this song takes over for that'n.
Meanwhile, I'm still thinking.
Yeah, Chuck Berry, 1990 on this day, the DEA raids Chuck's Missouri home. They seize bags of marijuana, rifles, a shotgun, over $120,000 in cash, and some homemade pornography. Maybe you've read about that or seen it. According to unsubstantiated anecdotal reports, it's allegedly freaky deaky stuff. And on the phone once again, Dave, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you this question, and you're going to just... Your gut answer. I like your chances. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Today in 1977, Marvel Comics publishes the first Kiss comic book. And as a gimmick, it supposedly in the book's red ink contains what? A radioactive isotope? Kiss members' blood? Or the hepatitis C virus? Which is it?
Kiss members' blood.
That is so right. I didn't even have to... The deuce. So they actually put some drops of their blood in the red ink, reportedly, and then they printed the book, so all of the red stuff in there was printed with their blood. And maybe a little hepatitis C, too.
Oh,
who knows? You know, it's possible, I suppose. Sammy, tell him what he's won.
He's going to have his choice of either a pair of Steven Tyler tickets at the Dolby on July 5th or a pair to see Boston at the Greek on July 14th.
Well, how about that?
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah,
thanks.
Have a great weekend, Dave. We really appreciate you being part of the program today.
You too, Andy. I really enjoy the show.
Oh, thanks, bub. All right, well, happy 4th to you.
Same to you, buddy.
And we're going to let the Dark Horse play us out here on the time capsule, my sweet lord. As a matter of fact, why don't we do one from each of the Beatles? Kind of mix it together here on Triple Play Thursday. It's 100.3 The Sound. Triple Play Thursday, but started off with George. Thought we mixed together one from each of the Beatles in this little set. I tell you what, song fight's coming up. I don't have someone to compete with, but I think we can still do a song fight. Have a little 4th of July fun. That's on the way here in just a few minutes on 100.3 The Sound. Never could see any other way. Never could see any other way. Never could see any other way. Never could see any... I should probably leave that to the professionals.
Round one. Fight!
Fight! It's 3:40 or thereabouts. Every day at 3:40, we each pick a song, Christian and I, and then you vote on them by text vote. Now, this is not going to count on the big tally of song fighting on the big scoreboard, but I thought that we should have one today just to have a little bit of fun pre-4th of July. So today, it's going to be a song cat fight. An American cat fight. We've got American Girl by Tom Petty. So if you want American Girl by Tom Petty to win today, what you want to do is text G to 21003. And that's going up against American Woman from the Guess Who. If you want this song to win, then you should text W to 21003. Stay away from me. There you go. So American Girl, Tom Petty, that's G to 21003. American Woman, Guess Who, is W to 21003. Don't do it while you're driving, because that's just idiotic. And text rates apply, so make sure you be safe about it. But then we'll tally them up, and after 6 o'clock, we'll find out who won that cat fight, and we'll play the winning song, this 4th of July song fight edition, after 6 o'clock tonight. This is 100.3 The Sound. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon. Now, if you go and see Sting with Peter Gabriel next month at that show, do you expect you'll hear just new stuff, or will he go back and play some of his back catalog, Sting?
My job is to entertain. People buy concert tickets because they like your old songs. They like to hear what you've done before. And I would never disappoint an audience like that. Yes, I will play old songs, but inside that, there will be new songs and songs that are perhaps a little more difficult. But that's the adventure. How do you cross that bridge?
Oh, good. Because some of that new stuff is not... I kid, Sting. It's The Sound. He is the Lizard King, and he can do anything. At the very least, he can give us three songs on Triple Play Thursday, yeah? Jim Morrison and the Doors on 100.3 The Sound. Stronger than dirt. It's 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy Chanley. Welcome to Andy in the Afternoon. And today is Triple Play Thursday. That's why you just heard three songs there from The Doors, Southern California band, the quintessential Southern California band. I'd actually like to tell you just a quick story. And tell me if this hits home to you, if this is something that you're familiar with. I want to tell you a story about a teenage girl who lives here in Southern California. Tries to be best kid they can, respectful of her mother. I don't think that the dad is in the picture for whatever reason. And she doesn't have a lot of good role models around her, male role models. That's the impression I get. I'll get to why in just a second. But lives in the San Fernando Valley between like Lake Balboa and Winnetka there, right under the 101, in fact. But like many, you know, good young girls, she's unfortunately drawn to the bad boy type of boyfriend who doesn't treat her very well. What song tells the story that I just told you? Think about it, and we'll start off three, including that song, next on The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound. This is Andy in the Afternoon. So what's the answer to the story that I told you a moment ago? Did you guess it? The good girl who loves her mama with a freeway running through her yard? And the bad boy who broke her heart? Three from Tom Petty. It's Triple Play Thursday on 100.3 The Sound. Three from Eagles. I'm going to include two of my favorite Eagles songs, the Purdy ones. Start off with this one, Tequila Sunrise. 100.3 The Sound, featuring the late Glenn Frey.
Round one. Fight.
Hey, everybody. Around 3:40 every day, we do something where we each pick a song, Christian and I, and then you text and tell us which one wins the song fight. That's what we call it. Well, he's off on vacation, so I thought, why don't we just have a little fun? This won't go on the permanent record, but it's a pre-4th of July edition of American songs. In fact, it's an American cat fight of sorts. This is the song that I picked for the first one. Oh, yeah. American Girl. If you like this song, you want to text G for girl, American Girl, to 21003. An American girl. Or if you think American Woman should make it, text W to 21003. And we'll tally them up and find out here after 6 o'clock which one wins this pre-America's Birthday Weekend edition of Song Fight. Not the one that breaks down the songs. That's Christian's bag. Well, it is. And I'll leave it to him for the most part. But I thought maybe we could do a little tiny one here because this is kind of a 4th of July song, isn't it? This is John Fogerty.
Some folks are born silver spoon in hand. Lord, don't they help themselves, y'all. But when the tax man come to the door, y'all, the house look like a rummy sale. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Listen to how much energy he puts into a 2 minute and 13 second song. Three from CCR, in fact, on 100.3, The Sound. Yep, and it's brought to you by Chevy Silverado. Celebrate the 4th of July at the Chevy Drive event. Get limited time offers now during Chevy Truck Month. Discover more at SoCalChevy.com. We got three from Led Zeppelin to kick us off. 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
Love is in the air.
Or however you sing that in canine lingo. Okay.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Grown men, I tell you, in the operating studio here, the command center of the sound, playing Candyland, a game that is approved for 3 and up. You can watch us on Facebook Live right now, 100.3 The Sound, or Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook. Meanwhile, we're playing 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock, too. I just pulled the little candy, the peppermint candy. I'm pretty excited. This is 100.3 The Sound. So, Christian's gone today, but I found a couple of little things that I thought would be fun to share with you. Like, have a listen to the vocals on this one.
Out here in the fields, I fought for my meals. I get my back into my living.
Sometimes a little underrated, Roger Daltrey.
I don't need to fight. To prove I'm right, I don't need to be forgiven. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. 100.3 The Sound. It's Triple Play Thursday. We'll do a few from The Who. Hey, that rhymed. 100 minutes commercial free. Classic rock on 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. In the studio, Sammy and I are playing War right now. And what album is this song from?
Ooh.
War? Kismet? No, it's probably just coincidence. But you can watch us on Facebook Live. And it, really, when you think about it, how exciting is it to watch people play the most boring card game ever invented on Facebook Live? That's how you can kill the rest of your productivity this afternoon as we play 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. Three from you, two now on 100.3 The Sound. It's war!
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
I can tell you exactly where the personality of the cattle comes from. It comes from the father. It comes from the bulls.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Round one, fight.
So every day here at The Sound at 3:40, we each pick a song and you tell us which one wins. We call it Song Fight. Well, Christian's on vacation already, and this is the last one of the week. Tomorrow we start the 4th of July, you know. So I thought, why don't we make it an American catfight version? It's American woman versus American girl. Tom Petty versus the Guess Who. And I'm a little surprised that the winner is the Canadians. Guess Who? 52-48%. All right. There you go. We'll play this one and get back to the threes in just a moment. This does not go on the permanent record. No one loses. And everybody wins, I think. 100.3 The Sound. Bye-bye, American woman. Hey, we're doing three from AC/DC now. What do you think about that? It's Triple Play Thursday. You have my permission to make this loud. It's Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Hey, so Axl Rose's other band, Guns N' Roses, they're coming to Dodger Stadium, and starting tomorrow, I believe at noon, we're playing four-song sets from classic rock's greatest artists all weekend, and we're calling it The Sound's Fours of July Weekend. And every time, no, not you, David Lee, every time you hear Axl scream, you want to be calling it. It's going to happen every 4 hours. We'll give you the fourth caller. We'll give you the number to call us and so forth. We'll have some tickets to see Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium that we'll give away. And we'll let you pick the fourth song. How about that? It's a Sound Fours of July weekend. It begins tomorrow. So we'll be starting it with Uncle Joe, continuing all afternoon. Yeah, that's nice. It's 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy Chanley. This is Andy in the Afternoon. I just want to thank you for being part of the heartbeat of the Southland. This program, it's taken us all by surprise. It's such a short time. It's become an indispensable part of everyone's afternoon, including Denise Eddy. She writes on the Facebook page here, "Was such a pleasure to give you a hug this morning when I came in for my Bryan Adams tickets. I said to my 7-year-old son that I got to see you, and he said that since she hugged Andy in the afternoon, she's now a cool mama. So thank you for making Tim's day, too. Thank you for making my day, Denise. That was wonderful. Good to see you. And I hope to meet each and every one of you in this office one day, winning something big and fat and good. Up next, Rita Wild's going to take over, but not until we sing the goodnight song, just because Christian's on vacation, don't you think we're going to do that? And we'll have Sammy play some sort of instrument. We'll improvise. We'll do all of that in moments. Stick around. This is The Sound. Hey, everybody, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to tomorrow when we're starting the weekend. Big, fat weekend. Let's start it right now. What do you say? Good night. Sleep tight. Pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know you'll always remain in my heart. Good night, sleep tight, pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer, every dream comes true. And now until we meet again, speak Finnish, say adios. Au revoir, auf Wiedersehen. Good night, baby boy. I love you so much.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, baby, you little cute, cute. Sammy, that wasn't half bad on the triangle.
Thank you.
I'll say it was okay.
I missed a couple times.
We'll have some fun tomorrow as well, playing the fours. Up next is Rita Wild. She's playing threes. It's Thursday, you know, 100.3. The Sound. Be good to her.